Good evening and God bless you all. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to the Gospel Truth Broadcast. And we are so excited to be with you tonight, and we want to invite you to pray, sing, and praise the Lord with us. So go ahead and grab your Bible, grab your pen, your paper, open up your hearts and your minds to hear the Gospel Truth. And at this time, we're going to ask if Evangelist Shua Hameen would lead us in our opening prayer.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for blessing us to see this day. Oh, God, we thank you for giving us this opportunity to come before you, Lord, and we come humbly as we know how, asking you, Lord, to have mercy upon us. Oh, Lord God, forgive our sins and blot out our transgressions. Lord, while we're praying this prayer, search our hearts, oh, God. Anything you're not pleased with, we ask you to remove it right now. Oh, Lord Jesus, forgive our shortcomings. Forgive us, Lord Jesus, for our faults. And Lord, and make us all over. Make us what you have us to be. Oh, Lord God, we bow our hearts before you.
Yes,
and we ask that you will move upon us right now during this broadcast, Lord. Touch those who are listening tonight. Touch them, Lord, and bless them in a special way. Move upon them one by one and name by name. In
yes,
the name of Jesus.
In the name
Lord,
of Jesus.
We call upon you right now because we need your help. We
yes,
can't make it on our own. We
yes,
need you to help us. We need you to send us strength, oh, Lord, and send power. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
God, we pray that you will bind the enemy on all sides. Destroy his evil works. Tear
yes,
down his stronghold. In the name of Jesus.
In the name
and
of
cover
Jesus.
Us under your blood, Lord. Somebody
yes, Lord,
tonight is in need of a special blessing, oh God.
Yes,
and you
Lord,
know all about it. And we ask
yes,
that you will bless them abundantly. Let
yes,
it be
Lord,
done according to your holy will. Oh, my God. Somebody right now is in pain, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
we
Jesus,
pray that you will remove the pain. Oh, Lord God, and that broken heart, Lord, mend it back together. That mind that's troubled, we pray, God, that you will regulate that
yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Name
have
of
mercy,
Jesus,
oh, God. While we're praying, Lord, go to the hospital and
yes,
make
Lord,
your visit, Lord. Go into the rooms, Lord, and lay your hand on the sick. Touch their bodies and heal them in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Those who have puzzling diseases, we ask, God, that you will reveal what the treatment should be. You know
yes,
just what to do, Lord.
No.
You are our healer. We're depending
yes,
on you right now, and we're looking unto you. We're waiting on you, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
for
Lord,
a miracle, my God.
Miracle.
We're waiting on you for a touch, Lord Jesus. We're waiting on you to
waiting
work it
you,
out for us, oh, God. We're waiting on you to fight our
yes,
battle for us,
yes,
Lord,
Lord
Jesus.
Jesus.
Right now, Lord.
Yes,
come and
Lord,
hear about us. While we're down here, Lord, oh, my God, you know what the enemy is doing and how
yes,
he's fighting against us.
Yes,
we
Lord,
need you, Lord.
We need
you,
Jesus.
Come, oh, my God, we need
yes,
you right now.
Oh,
you
yes,
don't come to our rescue. We'll be lost.
Yes,
Lord,
Lord,
we're depending on you. Depending on your help tonight, Jesus. We are praying, Lord God, for those who are bereaved of their loved ones.
Comfort yes,
them
Lord,
right now, God.
Yes,
comfort
Lord,
them.
She comfort
the them, Lord. Please bless those families to stay
Lord,
together. Help them to uphold one another during this difficult
yes,
time.
Please, yes,
Lord,
Lord,
my God,
please,
have mercy right now.
Have mercy.
In the name of Jesus. Lord, my God, remember those who are on the prayer. One
yes,
by one, name
Jesus,
by name. You
name
know every need, Lord. You know what the situation is, and you know just what to do.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Have your way, Lord.
Have
your way,
Jesus.
Holy will be done, Jesus.
In the name
move
of Jesus.
Move in miraculous ways,
Lord.
Move,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
Move by your power, Lord God.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, manifest yourself, Lord Jesus. Even
yes.
To the one who doesn't even know you, my God. Self-known and doing. In the
yes.
Name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus. Those that are lost. Lord God, they need to be saved. Reach
yes.
out to them, Lord God.
Yes,
help
Lord.
Us to reach them. Help us
yes.
to minister to them.
Help
and
us.
Bring forth your word, oh God. In
yes.
the name of Jesus.
In the name
we
of
pray,
Jesus.
God, that you will anoint this broadcast service. That you will anoint the speaker tonight, God.
Yes,
and bring
Lord.
Your word in power and in demonstration. Let your anointing come upon the speaker, Lord, and have your way. Speak and minister to our souls. We believe you, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
and we are
yes,
taking
Lord.
You at your word. We
yes,
believe
yes,
we have these petitions that we've requested in this prayer.
Thank
so
you,
we
Jesus.
Give you thanks, Lord. We
thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise you, God.
And Lord, keep us. All of these and other blessings we ask.
Hallelujah.
In the name
Hallelujah.
Of the Father and
Hallelujah.
Of the Son and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord for the opening prayer coming through Evangelist Hameen. And we're going to have the opening scriptures. And I will be reading from the 133rd number of Psalms. And the 134th number of Psalms. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garment. Dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. The 134th number of Psalms, it reads, Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. The Lord that made heaven and earth, bless thee out of Zion. We thank God for the reading of the word.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word through coming through Sister Cheryl. And just want to thank everyone for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybell Edmonds, letting you know you can tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175, and the access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5, and 5 is F-I-V-E. And we also want to acknowledge Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybell Edmonds on Friday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. The dial-in number is 319-527-6763. You may also listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice. Title 1 is O. And we want to continue to pray for the souls on the prayer list. We want to continue to pray for the bereaved Carney family, for Dina and Pete DeShaney, for Samuel and Mary Anderson, for Steve Allen Sr., who is battling cancer, for Bill Bradley, who is battling cancer, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, Dave Paldo,
Margie Paldo, missionary Karen Paldo, Stephanie Williams, who lost her son, Charles Morris, Shirley Donaldson, Benitra Blackshear, that the Lord would save her, Titus Edmonds Sr., Logan, the 10-year-old young man, Mother Barbara Austin, as well as those who are currently requesting prayer. And at this time, we are going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Nadel Edmonds.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. God bless everyone out there in Radio Land. We're happy that you tuned in with us on tonight. We want to thank God. We want to go a little different way on tonight. We have some glorious testimonies that need to be told, because we're living in a time where there's many sicknesses, diseases, and illnesses, and we have to pray and believe God. Glory to God. So we thank God for those who are on the line. We want to have a testimony coming through missionary Rose Mack, and we also have my cousin, Dina, and we want to hear from her. She has a testimony regarding her husband and how the Lord has blessed him and brought him out of the house. God, he's a healer, and he can do all things. So at this time, we're going to have, first of all, coming through Sister Mack, we're going to have a testimony coming through her. She has a glorious testimony, and I'd love to hear her tell it. To tell what God has done to her.
Amen.
So after I'm going to tell her to come forth, take your phone off of mute, and give that beautiful testimony.
Praise the Lord, everyone. To give honor to the Spirit of the Lord, to whom honor is due. Thank God for this opportunity to share with our phone listeners. Julie, I want to tell you that God, he is good, and he's a healer. He's still healing. In this day and time, the Lord is still healing. Glory to God. I thank God for how God came into my life one day, how that he converted me, sanctified me, and gave me the gift of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. And I began to, I had found a lump in my breast. And I went to the doctor, and the doctor began to do a biopsy, and the biopsy came back, and it was cancer. But you know, God, he is a healer.
Yes,
he is a healer of both body and soul. And I was due for to have surgery, and I was sitting in church, and I opened my Bible. This was, the doctors called me on a Monday, and that Tuesday I was in church and I was sitting on the pew, and I just opened the Bible. I wasn't flipping through any pages. I wasn't roaming, you know, through the Bible. Just opened the Bible, and my eyes fell directly on St. John 11:4, where it said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God. And I tell you, God, he is a healer. And I begin to, I said, this is the Lord. This is the Lord speaking to me. This is the Lord. And I begin to take God at his word. Glory to God. So they begin to, they told me I had the surgery. And they said the cancer had been, had spread it through, had started spreading already in my, from the left breast into the left arm. And they told me they was going to have to start chemo on me right away. So they began to start the chemo. They had to stop it. They couldn't give it to me. It was doing such damage to me so bad and so fast that they, the doctor said, we have to stop it, else you're going to be in a wheelchair. And I took God at his word. I said, Lord, I don't care what the doctors say. I said, you said this sickness is not unto death. And, Lord, I believe that was you speaking to me, Lord. Glory to God. And they stopped the chemo. And the doctors, they couldn't really tell me what they can do for me. But I kept believing. And I kept praying. And I said, Lord, I know you are a healer. You're a healer of both body and soul. I said, there's nothing that you can't do. Glory to God. The word of God said all things are possible to them that believe. And I believe the Lord. Glory to God. And the doctors, I had to go back. I had to keep going back and forth, because they wanted to see how bad the cancer was spreading. But when I went back, they began, I had to go and get some tests taken so they can see the condition, where the cancer, you know, how much it was spreading. And when I went back, they began to look, and they didn't see no cancer. Glory to God, they didn't see no cancer. They was, the doctors, even the doctors were stunned. The doctors were stunned. They didn't see no cancer. Glory to God, I tell you, he's a healer. He's a healer. And I had to keep going back, because they kept telling me to come back, come back. Because, see, the doctors, they were stunned. They couldn't understand this. They couldn't understand this because they had to stop the chemo. They couldn't give it to me. And they couldn't understand this, so they kept telling me to come back so they can keep looking.
Yeah.
I don't know what they was looking for, because I was already healed. The Lord had healed me.
Amen.
Glory to God. And I kept going back, and they kept looking. 1 year passed by. They were still looking. Another year passed by. They were still looking. And lo, I tell you, lo and behold, I tell you, God, he is a healer. He's a healer. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All you have to do is put your trust in the Lord. Believe the Lord. Believe him. He's a healer. No matter what you're going through, no matter what condition is in your body, trust in God. Put your total trust in the Lord, because he is still healing. He's still healing. He did it for me. He did it for me. Glory to God, he did it for me, and I kept going back. I had to go back so many times, I got tired of going back. But they didn't see nothing. They didn't see no cancer. And look, and I tell you, it's been 11 years I've been cancer-free. Oh, my God, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, God, no cancer. No cancer has returned. No cancer. I just want to let you phone listeners know, put your trust in the Lord, no matter what your condition is, no matter what you're going through. Believe the Lord. Believe that God can do it, because there's nothing that he can't do. God can do everything. Oh, my God. He's a healer of both body and soul. And I tell you, I thank and praise God. So I praise God. I had to keep going back, and the doctors got to the point, they said, you don't even have to come back. You don't even have to come back. Just come and just get your yearly checkup, your yearly mammograms. But they say, we don't even have to see you no more. I tell you, God is a healer, and this has been 11 years now. 11 years, and no cancer has returned. And I didn't have to go on no medication. I didn't have nothing, nothing. God did the work. God did the work. He healed me.
Yes.
And I tell you, I'm glad about it. I'm glad for what he done for me. And he was the miracle. Oh, my God. He's still in the miracle business. He's still in the miracle business. Glory to God. He can heal. He can do everything. Oh, my God. I just thank and praise him. I can go on and on and on and talking about this, but I tell you, God, he is a good God. You know, the doctors was amazed. They was amazed. But I begin to tell the doctor when he said, there's no cancer. We don't see no cancer. I said, yeah, I know. The Lord healed me. I began to tell the doctors. I said, the Lord healed me. And I thank God. I just thank and praise God for all that he's done for me. He's so wonderful. He's so wonderful. I tell you, and I love the Lord. I love the Lord. Just try Jesus. Try Jesus. Give your life to the Lord. Make, give your life to the Lord, and I tell you, he'll work it out. No matter what you're going through, the songwriter said, turn it over to Jesus. He yes. can work it out. There's nothing that God can't fix. I just thank and praise God for all things to share this beautiful testimony with you. Glory to God. I just thank and praise God for all things. I will be praying for all of you that's out there on radio, on the conference calls, because yes. I know that God can do it. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Can we say praise the Lord? Glory to God.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Bless the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Bless the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Thank God. Thank God for that testimony. That the Lord has given
Jesus.
To my
yes,
sister.
Lord.
Oh, my God.
Yes, Lord.
He didn't have to
oh, yes, Lord.
But he spared
her. Thank you, Jesus.
And I'm glad about it. God is yes. a miracle worker. He can do
yes,
whatever
he
is. You need him to do. He'll be a
yes.
healer. If you
He's
got
a healer.
On him,
oh, yes, Lord. Thank you,
that
Jesus.
His word. God can
thank you, Lord.
It. I don't care what
thank
the
you,
situation
Jesus.
Is in your life. I don't care what's plaguing your life. God
yes,
can
Lord.
Heal, he can deliver, he can save, and he can forgive. We thank God
yes.
for that beautiful testimony coming through, Missionary Matt. Glory to God. Some people, Lord, they did not make it, but God blessed mm-hmm. her. And he healed
yes,
her.
Lord.
And he took
yes,
her through
amen.
Her situation.
Yes.
The Lord
amen.
Stood and it paid. It paid to serve the Lord. Glory to God.
Amen. Yes, it does.
In his word, if we would obey him and do his will, he would put none of these diseases upon you. So I thank
amen.
God for how he healed her. And she's
yes, amen.
And yet praise
thank you,
and
Jesus.
Lord.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Thank
now
you,
we
Jesus.
Thank God for that testimony. And we also want to acknowledge, I thank God for Sister Rhoda being on the line with us. And she is my father's caregiver. And I thank the Lord for her. I tell you, God, he is a good God. Now we want to go to Cousin Dina. At this time, we're going to hear a testimony coming through her. Now, you can take your phone off of mute, and you can go ahead and start speaking.
All right. God bless you all. The beautiful testimony.
Yes.
Our God is so great. He's so good.
Yes.
I just want to start off by saying thank you for inviting me onto the show, and thank you for giving me an opportunity to brag on God, because
yes.
He is the one who uses his children, right, to show earth with ordinary people. And so, you know, my story started when I gave my life to the Lord, and he has been using my life and the lives of my husband and I and my children throughout the course of my walk with him over the last 27 years. But most recently, my family and I have been in a battle, which a lot of people have been in a battle regarding Corona and the COVID virus. And it started for our family in June, the middle part of June. My oldest daughter and her husband at that time were serving in youth ministry, and they had were really excited about taking a bunch of youth off to camp to see what God would do in their lives, to kind of shift things for a generation of young people who don't really know what they need, but what they really need is a touch from the Lord. And so they went on this missions trip, and my youngest daughter also went with, and she went kind of kicking and screaming, had a really rough 2020, like a lot of kids, you know, a lot of people did. And so she wasn't excited about it, but I was very anticipatory about it. So it was my daughter and her husband about what God was going to do. And So I will say this, our church fellowship, we had not closed because of COVID, and we had not had any outbreaks. I believe that for whatever reasons or how pastors or churches were handling their fellowships during that time, that was their business, and I believe they had to hear from the Lord on what. For our fellowship, we didn't close, and we didn't have any challenges in that camp, but God sent them off. They came back, and God moved in what incredible ways, powerful ways, and it was amazing. In fact, I had had knee surgery. I'd had knee replacement surgery early June, and so I wasn't able to be at the service where the children were coming back to testify about what God had done in their lives. But he met my daughter at kind of her real hard, crusty place of her heart, and it was just really beautiful. He had just touched her, and she had come back, and she said, "Mom, I had an opportunity. I'd seen some kids who really seemed like they were not wanting to go and receive the Lord. They didn't want to go up front. They didn't want to say the sinner's prayer. And I just went up like as a show of solidarity. I went up there just to show them that it's okay and it's fine. And all these kids came forward and they got saved. And so she had that when she came home. She was saying to me, I'm going to do that at church. I'm going to do that when it comes to worship. I'm going to go up and I'm going to see me and one of her friends. They were going to lead their teen friends in worship at the altar. And so I was watching the service online and I'm watching this unfold and I'm boohoo crying like a baby. I am snotting all over myself and I am just like, just ridiculous. I'm undone. And a girlfriend of mine who was associate pastor, she calls me. She's like, "Are you seeing this?" And I'm like, "Yeah." So I tell her it's her son and my daughter who had this idea. And it is beautiful. It is beautiful thing that happened. But just like everything that's beautiful that is at the hand of God, we have an adversary. And it is as if the God allowed the hand of the Satan to touch the situation, because right after that day on that Sunday, reports start coming in that Monday, that Tuesday, that COVID had touched the leaders. So my daughter came down with it. She tested positive like that Wednesday following that Sunday service, her husband. And then my oldest son, who is the worship leader at our church, he got it. Like all of them had it. And my daughter who had gone to camp, she got it. Well, they all quarantined at my daughter's house, and we were all fine. I have a son who was home from college. He was at home, and my husband and I were in the house. I was still healing from my knee replacement surgery, and another daughter. We were all home. And so everybody heals up, and we're fine, and we're like 3 weeks past this. And then, lo and behold, my daughter who was home that didn't have it comes home. She gets sent home because she's throwing up uncontrollably, and her boss says, "I want you to go get tested." Well, this is the weekend coming into the 4th of July weekend. My husband had been talking about how he wasn't feeling well, but he's a truck driver by trade. He was super tired. He was back and forth, you know, laying down and getting up. And I just chalked it up to, you know, he had a long week. My daughter comes home and she says that, and she takes her test. She has a rapid test and it comes back positive. And I'm like, "Oh gosh." So I'm like, "Honey, I think you and I need to get tested." And we do. We both get tested, and that's July 5th, and we both come back positive. We all of us in the house, the three of us in the house, and we are, like, horribly sick. I went 2 times to the ER. My daughter went 2 times to the ER with horrible, horrible symptoms, and we are just like a mess. We are 3 people trying to take care of each other, but I can't, because of my knee, I can't, you know, really help either one of them because I'm a mess and trying to get myself better. Well, by about the 12th, I had taken my second trip to the ER, and I came back, and they had given me a kit. They said, you know, if you need to check your family, if their oxygen gets too low, below 90, you need to take them to the ER. So by this point, I'm checking my husband, and his oxygen levels are not good, but he's thinking it's something else that's causing this. I am a counselor and a coach by trade, and so I had a class that I was going to be teaching on July 14th. It was a Tuesday night, and I was scheduled to do that, but I checked on my husband. His oxygen levels were low, but he was like, wait till after your class, and then we'll deal with it. By the time I get to him, I check on him, and he is passed out. He fainted. And I'm like, what's going on? What happened? And so he tells me what happens, and I take his oxygen, and he's like, it's like an 82. He's, of course, saying, just go ahead, finish what you're doing. I said, no, absolutely not. We're either calling the ambulance or you're going to the ER. Well, some sort of a way, I don't know how my broke-down daughter and I, he gets himself into the car. He was able to get himself to the car. We have to drive our vehicle around to the back of our house where my daughter is driving. She's the one who's going to drive. She drives the car to the back of the house. Well, of course, everybody's really upset. We're nervous. We're headed out, and my daughter totally hits the side of our house, scrapes up her whole car as we are making our way to the ER. Well, the ER is full of COVID patients. It's full of sick people.
Oh, wow.
And they cannot see my husband. We're sitting there for over an hour as I watch my husband turn gray. To which I said, I need you to check his vitals because he's not going to die on my watch. Not sitting in the ER. When they check his vitals, his oxygen is at 77. And they rush him back. They take him in there. We wait for another hour and a half before they tell me, we're going to check your husband in. Well, they check him in, but I didn't know this. I took him to an ER that's not attached to a hospital. So they've got to wait for a bed to open in another hospital that can take him. So 48 hours later, they finally are able to get my husband into a hospital bed. And this is the 16th. So the 16th, he goes in. The 17th is our 29th wedding anniversary. And on the 20th, they don't let you see patients when they're in the COVID ICU. But on the 20th, I get a FaceTime call from the hospital saying that they want me. Well, that morning, they're telling me, your husband's, he's declining. He's very, very sick.
Oh,
and everything we're doing is not helping him. And so they said, we're calling you to get permission to intubate him. So I said, well, okay. So they have me say hello. You know, they let me speak to my husband, at least look at him. They're like, he's really sick. He really wants to do this. So they intubate him. That's at 11 o'clock or about 10 o'clock in the morning. 11 o'clock that morning, my youngest daughter is going to an interview, and she gets sideswiped, hit by a vehicle, an uninsured vehicle, and totaled on a family vehicle. So at 3 o'clock, we get a call to come to the hospital to say goodbye to my husband because they've done everything they can do, but they can't save him. So they want to give us a chance to say goodbye. So me and all five of our kids, head to the hospital to say goodbye. And I will say this to you, I am not connecting that that's what this visit is for. All they said is they want us to have a chance to see him. So we get there. My youngest son wheels me up there to his room. We're looking at him through a glass. And I will say that if you never have to see what was happening to my husband's body at that point, you'll be fine to go on to meet Jesus after that. It was horrific.
Wow.
But the doctor comes out and he says, Ms. Duchesne, I'm so sorry.
Wow.
We've done everything we can do, and we've done everything. And everything we're doing, he's not getting better. He's getting worse. There's nothing else we can do. We're so sorry. He said, come look at this. So to which he flips up the screen, and he shows me my husband's lungs. And my husband's lungs, both his lungs, right and left, are what they call a whiteout, which means every single part of both of his lungs are completely filled with pneumonia. There's no healthy cells, no healthy spots. He says there's no tissue in your husband's lungs that are healthy. There's nothing we can do because COVID pneumonia, unlike normal pneumonia, it makes the back walls of your lungs turn to cement. So there's no way to get oxygen into your husband's lungs. He's dying. And I'm looking at him going, I don't know what you're saying. I don't actually know what's happening. He's like, I'm so sorry. And everybody's just saying they're sorry. And we're just looking at him, and he's looking at me. He says, please, he goes, just pray for us. It's in God's hands. And it's only the Holy Spirit because, and this is to say, what's in you will come out of you when you're pressed. What's in you will come out of you when you're in a time of stress. How are the authority of God to come out of you if you haven't stored that up inside of you out of season? So in season, when it's needed, it will be what comes out. So at that moment, I grabbed the doctor's hand and I prayed. And I asked God to give him courage. I asked him to give him wisdom. I asked him to give him whatever it was needed to combine his medical training with what he knows about God and God intervening. Yes. The doctor walks away. He comes back 10 minutes later. And he says, Miss Duchesne, I don't know. I'm going to try this last thing. It's our last ditch effort. If this doesn't work, then we don't know what's going to happen. We got nothing. He comes back in, and essentially what they did is they took nitrous oxide and they blew my husband's lungs up like they were a balloon. To the capacity that it could take without bursting them. And I could literally see the angelic host taking shovels, just like shoveling cement out of my husband's lungs, just shoveling it. And then I saw just a little glimmer of light. That's all he needed to breathe. So they said the next 24 hours are critical. We all did our... stayed there and we prayed and then we left. And that night, as I was laying and I was just, praying and asking God, and I heard the Holy Spirit say this. He said, Dina, when you married Pete, you cleaved. You're his rib. He cannot breathe, but you can. Breathe for him. Just breathe. So I just started breathing and And what I was breathing was the word. Was truth. It was what God had promised. What he promised me regarding our marriage, what he promised me regarding ministry, what he promised me regarding our family, what he promised. And I was just like speaking those things over my husband and his wife. And I woke up and he said, and the next thing he said was, set the atmosphere. These nurses, these doctors, these medical providers, they are scientists. All they know is what they've seen and what they've studied. But they're tired. They're tired, and so what they speak out of their mouth is death, because all they see is death. They have been gone from being heroes to being hated because the body count is so high. They don't have an answer to what is happening in the world, because the only one who has an answer to this is the one who is in charge of the heavenlies. See, God's children actually are the ones that have dominion. And so I have the power and the authority to shift atmospheres. But the only way to shift an atmosphere is you've got to be given opportunities to step into atmospheres that need shifting. And God said very clearly to my spirit, will you steward this story? I said, God, what are you talking about? Steward this story. This is horrible. I can barely even think clearly. If you have to take him, I got to live, but this isn't what you promised. And so I get up, and my son, my oldest son, who's a worship leader, he comes to me and he sits in front of me and he says, Mom, now listen closely, because God always confirms his word. And here's what my son says. He says, Mom, I know I heard God. He says, Mom, you fight. You have fought for all of us kids through different stages of our lives. When you married Dad, you became one. You're able to breathe for him, breathe for Dad, and fight for him. And I always get choked up when I say this, because I looked at him and I thought, God, you're so good. And I said, so, Jordan, God said we're going to set the atmosphere. We're going to take hope. We're going to take truth. We're going to take love. We're going to take power. We're going to take authority through worship to that hospital room. And it is not just for Daddy. It is for every single medical person who steps, crosses that threshold, is going to get bombarded by the love of Jesus, by the words and songs that we will put together. So we went to putting 40 minutes worth of worship music together, and we gave it to them. And they took it up there, and they put it in his room. And they listened, and they listened. And every time I had a chance, and I called them two times a day for 6 weeks, my husband was in this condition. They intubated him. He had a tracheotomy. He went from this place of being debilitated. And then suddenly, it got to the place where they said that they were going to be able to transport him. Now, he's not out of the hospital, but it's okay because our story's not done yet. But they have gotten to send them to a rehabilitation facility. But here's what every single one of them has said with every part. And I've had to advocate. And it's gotten to the place where I said, I'm not just advocating for Pete Duchesne, who's my husband, but I'm advocating for every person who's lost hope and doesn't know how to fight these kinds of battles.
Amen.
Yes. And because that's the assignment. That's the assignment. It doesn't stop just because you're hurting or you feel broken or you feel what's in you will come out of you in times of stress and strain.
Yes.
And so here I am, and here's what the assignment was. Breathe life back into these caregivers. Breathe life back into them. They're the ones who are coming in and out of these rooms. They've lost their hope. And so every time I have a chance, I tell them how much I appreciate them. They're on the prayer list, not just my husband, but they're on the prayer list. And they thank me. And here's the thing about PQ's story. These nurses and these doctors have not, he's one of four who've even survived it on that ward. One of four leading up to the place when he got discharged to the long-term care facility that he's in right now. One of four and only one of one in his age category. My husband is 50.
Wow.
Celebrate his 55th birthday on September 20. Well, wait, he just celebrated. Excuse me. He celebrated his 55th birthday on the 27th of September. So he just turned 55. No one, they have seen no one survive it. They literally, out of their mouths, they said, Miss Duchesne, we need a win. We need to see that this, that people can recover from what your husband has gone through.
Yes.
God's words. Will you steward it for me? And so through my tears, through my feeling like, I don't know how spiritual people are. I love the Lord. I know that he is powerful and he is amazing. And I remember I said to someone, because they said, well, what if he doesn't survive? I said, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Everything that's been said to me is about what can happen. But here's what I know. I watched my daughter, who was 5 years old, 13 years ago, was hit head on and run over by an SUV, and they told me she wasn't going to survive it. She's now going to turn 20 in December. I have watched my same husband come as a drunk and someone who didn't love the Lord come out and be a man of God 15 years ago. I can't erase what I know that God can do. I can't erase what I know about him. You can't take that from me. So you can say whatever you say about what you've seen. But what I've seen, it is eternal. And what I know about God is that he is God. He's the only one who can get us out of a situation where there's no way.
That's right.
He's the God of no way. You need a miracle. The only way to get a miracle, here's the thing. Heaven moves on the currency of faith. It doesn't move by anything else. It's under faith that you believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. So everything in heaven moves by your faith. It won't move otherwise. Without faith, faith, there's no works. But without works, there's not faith. You've got to move in faith. I move in faith, and then God moves my feet to function accordingly. Amen? So everything about it, like I can boast not at all about any of it. All I can say is that I trust you, Lord. I trust everything that you're saying. Tell me what I'm to do next. Tell me what I'm to say next. Tell me how I'm to function. Oh, man, I messed that one up, but I didn't do that one right. Lord, forgive me. Now, what do you want me to do? I'm yours. I'm not doing it all perfect. No one's doing it all perfect. But here's the thing. God can use our brokenness. He can use our when we feel hopeless. He can use all of that. And now, right now, my husband, I'm actually at the facility right now. He's probably going to be released here in the next 2 to 3 weeks. But he is just about to get off of his trach. They're about the goal is to remove that on by next Tuesday. So he is moving. I mean, legitimately, when he came out of his medical the medical coma they had him in, not a single part of my husband's body worked. Not his legs, not his arms. He couldn't even lift his own head up. He couldn't even swallow. He's eating by himself. He's using his limbs. All of the things that they said could not happen are happening.
Yes.
Everything that man said can't happen, because why did you think it can't happen? Because they had not seen it. Miracles are not for believers, because we already believe by faith. Miracles, God does them for those who don't believe, to show his majesty and his power. So God chooses to use the sister who shared her testimony about 11 years. God used that to confound the wise. Who are the wise? Those who think they know because of medical. You don't know because you're not God. You don't know.
Correct.
You know as much as you've seen. But let me tell you about my Jesus. My Jesus takes away out of no way.
Yes, Lord. Amen. That's right. Amen.
Right?
He is that kind of God, and he wants to do those things. No one actually has more at stake to see the miracle signs and wonders come to pass in the people of God than the God who paid it all. There's no one who has more at stake in seeing it come to pass than him. He paid with his own son's blood. He wants to see these things come to pass. And he needs someone who's willing to say, I'll stand on that truth, God, and I will not move and I will not waver. I didn't say I wouldn't cry. I didn't even say I wouldn't fall to my knees. But I will not move and I will not waver. I trust you, Lord.
Amen.
You're that God.
Yes.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you.
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. That beautiful thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I want to take one moment, and I want to see if I can just pray for somebody who's lost their hope. Somebody who's listening in, and they've lost their hope because of what they see with their natural eyes. And what I'm asking God to do is to activate their spiritual eyes. See, when you become a child of God and you become born again, you get spiritual senses. Your natural senses should go to the background and your spiritual senses should come to the front. And so we can see with our spiritual eyes what the natural is telling us is a lie. We can see what God is saying is the truth about our situation and our circumstance.
Yeah.
So, Lord, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus that that person who has lost their hope, I know what it looks like. Their finances look funny. Their relationship looks ridiculous. Lord, everything around them looks like there is no hope and there is no way out. But, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you would just give them mustard seed size faith. That's all that is needed to move the mountain. You are the God who is the mountain mover. They just need to activate their faith and trust you at your word. Trust you at who you are. Not in who they are, not in what they've done or not done, not in what they have or they don't have. Lord, you're that kind of God. Here's the thing about my story. Right now I've been asking God. See, my husband was the financial breadwinner. On August 1st, I was an associate pastor at a church that closed its doors forever, and I lost my income. And I kept asking God, God, what are we going to do for money? How are we going to take care of ourselves? Everybody always says that God uses people. He uses man. And here's the thing.
Amen.
See, I have sowed up some things. Here's the thing. I've planted some seeds. I'm a giver, not just in my tithe, but in my time and my talents. I'm a giver.
Yes.
This is not to brag, but this is the truth, because this is who God's children should be.
Yes.
And so the way that God has been taking care of us has humbled me, but it's also reminded me. I can actually go to the storehouse, which is my bank account, and say, God, I need a withdrawal. You are the only one who can take care of this situation.
Yes.
So if you choose to do it at the hands of God's people, amen. If you choose to do it by giving me a job because I'm looking for one, amen. However you choose to do it that would give you the most glory, that's what I want.
Yes.
I don't need to go begging for bread. I don't need to beg people for anything. He's going to take care of his children because I, as his child, have taken care of his children. He's not going to leave me needy when I have been the one who's also been caring for needy. That's not how that goes. That's not our God. Right? You can expect the law of reciprocity to come around when you've been doing what God asked you to do. You may not get it from the same well that you pour things into, but you will get it from a well. I promise you. That's a promise of God. Amen? And so while it's been humbling for me, here's what I have learned. People want to be used of God who are of God. They want to be a blessing when they've been blessed. That's why the sister was sharing her testimony in such a powerful way. This is what God has done. Let me share with you what he's done for me. I am blessed. So I can be a blessing. And I'm going to keep being a blessing because I know, you know what? Because I'm thankful for everything that God has done.
Yes.
Even if he does nothing else, I'm thankful for all that he's done.
Yes, Lord.
And so, Lord, I do ask that you would put thanksgiving in the mouths of your people. It is a difficult time in history, but you don't actually have a plan B. Your plan A are your children. And so, Lord God, we've been given the authority. We've been given dominion. We've been given power and authority and hope and love and kindness. Let us be your hands and your feet to love on the ones who are unlovable, Lord God, to help those who are helpless right now, Lord God. I ask you in the name of Jesus to anoint the hands and the feet of your children so that all would know that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Yes. Can we say thank the Lord?
Thank
the
Lord.
Yes.
Bless the name of Jesus. Oh, God,
you
so worthy.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. Look upon the souls of men, oh, Lord. Those who are suffering right now, Lord. Those without a hope, we want you to touch them,
yes,
oh, Lord. Let them know
yes,
that
Lord.
You are real and that there is
yes,
hope
Lord.
In you. In the name of Jesus, bless right now, Lord. We want you to go into the hospital. We want you to touch right now, Lord. Somebody is suffering right now, Lord. We know you're able to deliver. We know you got the power, oh, Lord. Touch right now, Lord. Oh,
yes,
my God,
down in the name
bless
Jesus. Touch him,
look
Lord.
Lord.
Raise him,
Lord. Continue to bless him, oh, Lord.
Jesus.
Oh, my God, I know you're able. We're depending on you, Lord.
Jesus,
look on that soul that is in the intensive care. Touch him right
yes,
now.
Lord.
We know you're able
Lord.
To heal.
Yes,
you're able
Lord.
To raise
healing, Lord.
Lord,
raise him up, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Now we're praying, Lord. We know thou art a
miracle worker. We give you all the joy. Heal with you. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Jesus. Move in a mighty way, Lord.
Move, Lord. Move by your mighty power, Lord.
We want you to touch him right now, Lord.
Touch him right now.
Heal the cancer.
Oh,
my God,
Lord.
Save the souls. Those that are not
Jesus.
Saved.
Touch,
those
touch,
that
touch,
don't know you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, help them to get to know you.
Help
them
give
their life to you. Before it's too late, Lord. We want you to move, Jesus. Move yourself the more. Make ways out of no ways. Open up doors that may be closed. Make a way, Jesus. Oh, my God, we know you're able. We thank you today, Lord. We thank you for the glorious testimony. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for the healing virtue. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you for what you've done. We pray that you continue to bless us. Continue to send your anointing and take control of the word, Lord. Let your word have free course. Help, Lord Jesus, heal the sick, oh Lord. Deliver the bound. Save the unsaved. Oh, my God. Work, make a way out of no way. Open up a door, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the testimony. We pray that you will continue to bless and help your people, oh Lord. Help us to stand and go through. And we will give our name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the glorious testimony. That beautiful testimony coming through Dina.
Amen.
Oh, I tell you, spoke a lot of things, I tell you. And God, he knows how to deliver the godly. He knows how to heal and deliver.
Amen.
He said
yes,
the word, who healeth all thy diseases. And he said, if we obey and do the will of God, do God's will. He said he would put none of these diseases on us. Glory to God. God will take us through whatever we're going through. He healed the blind man. He raised the leper. He healed the leper. He healed the palsy.
He healed all of them that was going through certain types of afflictions. And he's still the same God today, still healing. The scripture said in Isaiah 3:5, it said, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. It didn't say maybe, but we are healed. Right now, we are healed. And we believe God's word today. We just thank God for those testimonies coming through Missionary Mac. Oh, I tell you, God is a cancer healing savior.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. I don't care what kind of cancer he's got. God can heal
him. Amen. God can heal him.
And believe him. And God will do the work. At this time, we're going to have some remarks coming through our Evangelist Khadija, Evangelist Cynthia. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just thank God. I honor the Lord. I give honor to whom honor is due. Oh, my heart is rejoicing and praising God for the glorious testimony. Oh, it's such a blessing to just listen to the wondrous works of God. And so many things that I heard. I tell you, God truly blessed me through these great testimonies on tonight. Yes. And I just want to encourage you, please continue to tell what the Lord has done as often as you can. Every opportunity you get, share with someone what God has done. Because it can increase somebody's faith.
That's
it
right.
can invoke life
right.
into the lifeless. It can lift someone who is down and heavy. And I tell you this, I could just keep listening over and over and over. I am so grateful for what the Lord has done. And I feel like just jumping up and praising the Lord myself right now in this house.
Amen. Go ahead. Help yourself.
Worthy.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
him. He's worthy.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Yes,
Lord.
Lord. Jesus.
The Lord has done.
Thank you, Jesus. God has done. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, wise and the prudent. They are confounded. Yes. God is God. And he is sovereign. I thank God.
Yes.
I really, really enjoy the testimonies on tonight and the moving of the Spirit of God. I thank God for all of you, and I want to encourage you to continue on in the Lord. And at this time, I ask that you will also continue to pray for me. Praise God.
Yes.
My God can do anything.
Oh, yeah.
My God can do anything. He's got the power. He's got the power. He's got the power. My God can do anything. Oh, yes, my God can do anything. He heals the sick and he raises the dead. All thousands. Hungry souls he fed. There's no secret what God can do. What he's got for others, he do for you. My God can do anything. Oh, yes, my God can do anything. God can do anything.
Anything.
Yes.
Anything.
No failure.
Amen. Yes. No failure. God, for those beautiful testimonies. I tell you, God is in the healing business. Amen.
Yes, he is.
All you folks to do is to believe God without a shadow of a doubt. Just
just believe them, but hope against hope. Amen.
Yes.
I just thank God for all things. I tell you, I'm doing the same thing. I tell you, they gave my dad up. They even said he wouldn't make it through the weekend. My dad is still living. And I thank God. You see, God, he's
thank
a miracle
Lord.
Worker.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
They gave him up. And he keeps waking up. Amen.
Yes.
He keeps waking up. I thank God. Because God, he's real. He can do what he want to do. He's starving. And I thank God for it. I want to say to those with those beautiful testimonies, continue to tell your testimonies. Amen.
Amen.
Make known your deeds. Make known his deeds amongst the people. And I enjoyed them.
Amen.
I tell you, God is good. I also enjoyed that opening prayer. I tell you, God is good.
Amen.
To pray for one another. Those of you out there, believe God. Amen. He is a healer.
Amen. The Lord.
Amen. Amen. I thank God for the testimonies that I heard tonight from Sister Mac and Sister Gina. Said that they were very beautiful testimonies. I know that God is a healer. I really enjoyed hearing about the faith that was at work. And it just, some things like when Sister Gina began to explain how God began to give her to minister even to the healthcare workers and to, slap them in the face with the love of Jesus. That's, such a beautiful thing when, you can minister to people when you're going through something. That really enjoyed it. And it was a beautiful service or a broadcast. Sometimes it's good to do a little different. So I really enjoyed the Lord having his way. Pretty much.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. We thank the Lord for each of you that have tuned in tonight. Now, I don't know if Rhoda is still on. Rhoda? Sister Rhoda? I don't know if she's still on, but she was on. And she is my dad's caregiver. So we want to thank the Lord for all the caregivers, because that is a genuine job. It's a job that a lot of people don't want to do. But I'm telling you, it takes the grace of God to do that kind of work and to care for others. Some people don't care. They just care for themselves, care about themselves and their family. But if you find somebody that want to be a caregiver that gives care to others, I tell you, we ought to encourage them and we ought to lift them up. Because I tell you, we are living in terrible times right now, and people are just selfish. Some people are selfish. But thank God for her being on the line also. And I thank the Lord for the testimony coming through, Missionary Mac. I want to encourage you, Missionary Mac. You just keep telling that testimony because you got a testimony.
That's right.
Yeah. And cousin
thank
Gina.
The Lord.
And to those of you who don't know, that is cousin, one of our cousins. And I didn't know her. She doesn't know me. But my daughter, Sister Cheryl, found her. And she got this beautiful testimony. I tell you, I just thank the Lord for her. I want to encourage her to keep telling that testimony and keep on working for the Lord. God knows how to provide for his people. So we just thank God for this broadcast. And is there anyone else that would like to have remarks? If you would like to have remarks, you can do so at this time. If not, we want to thank the Lord for this broadcast on tonight. And I want to say, if there's anyone who would like to receive a free King James Bible, you can call in after this broadcast at 856-304-7774, and we will see that you get a brand new Bible. You don't have to pay anything for it. It's free. 856-304-7774.
And this brings the broadcast to a close. We'll be back here again on Tuesday night, if it's the Lord's will, at 7 p.m. If you care to join us, feel free to call in. God bless you. Is there anyone else that has anything to say before we close out?
Not at this time.
Praise the Lord.
This is Dina. I wanted to say this. God reminded me of something that I thought might be of encouragement. One thing that God kept sharing with me, one of my daughters, she used to be really fearful of her shadow. And I'm going somewhere with this, but she used to be really fearful of her shadow when she was a little girl because she couldn't figure out why it kept following her. And so when she would run, the shadow, of course, would follow her. And if she tried to hide, the shadow seemed like it would follow her. But the thing about shadows is that shadows cast a larger or smaller representation of whatever the image is, depending on how high the sun is. And where the sun is in relation to them. And one of the things that God kept telling me during the beginning of this phase is he kept bringing that up to me. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. You know, thy rod and thy staff will comfort me. And I kept saying, well, what does that mean? And he kept saying, but Dina, it's just a shadow. It looks like it's real because that's what a shadow does. A shadow, it looks like it's real because it is an image of the real thing, but it's not the real thing. It's not the truth. It's just a shadow. And he kept saying, it's just a shadow. It's a shadow. And you're going through this valley of the shadow of death, but you will not die because Jesus already paid for this. We're going to be fine. Just look at me. Keep your eyes on me. You do not have to function in desperation. You can function independently. You don't have to move feeling desperate, like there's no way I'm going to get out of this. People make a lot of like life-altering decisions because they feel desperate. And they'll make these decisions that are really hard to turn around from because they were desperate. But if you have and you understand the love of Jesus and that everything you need is found in him, then you can rest and do it dependent on him and know that it may not be perfect, it may not make sense, but if you just take a step and trust him with that, take another step and trust it with that. See, me right now in this season of my life, I'm just living in moments. Tomorrow it'll be here. It'll be screaming at me, demanding its time and me to give it attention. But right now, I try to be powerful in a moment. I learned a long time ago that moments make up minutes make up hours make up days make up months, and before you know it, you got some wind beneath your wings and you can breathe again. So I'm just living in these moments, just depending on God, clinging to him, holding tight and saying, God, if you don't let go of me, I won't let go of you. And then if I loosen my grip, I know that you won't let me go because I'm dependent on him because he's all I got right now, right? And so I know that there are people in all levels of their faith walk, but here's what I do know. We can get dependent on a lot of things that don't give us anything eternal. I came to Jesus at a low time in my life when I didn't have, and I felt like there was no way out. And I just am just hoping and praying that on this broadcast, for the ones who feel that way, that someone, some foot soldier for the Lord will come in contact with him and breathe hope into that space. It's just a shadow. It's just a shadow. It's not the real thing. And there's brighter days to come.
Amen.
I just wanted to encourage.
Thank the Lord. Glory to God. We thank the Lord for those remarks coming through Dina. And I tell you, I'm just thankful for that beautiful testimony. We want you to know we're just praying for you. We have your name and your husband on our prayer list.
I heard it. Thank you. I heard that.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We're just going to keep praying for you all. And feel free to tune in anytime.
Absolutely. Thank you for inviting me.
Yes, you're quite welcome. And
But that's it. We'll look forward to being back Tuesday night at 7 p.m. God bless everyone. Good night.
God bless everyone.
God bless you. God bless.